today with Marilyn and Sarah. We are so excited that you're joining us today. In a quick second, we're going to join an interview with Steve Austin. But before anything, I wanted to thank our partners. Partners, thank you so much for joining us. It is with your help, your prayers, your support that we can cover the earth with the word and connect everyone to the heart of God. We are so grateful for what we are able to do with your help and prayer and support. And Mom, is there any fun testimonies, any fun things that God is doing in our watchers, our viewers?
Paulette called to receive prayer for a job that she was applying for. And after receiving prayer, she got the word that she was hired.
Wow.
Woo! Do you need a job? Right? Seriously. Well, we would love to pray for you. And you might be watching right now. Maybe you've just been diagnosed with something from a doctor and it's very discouraging to you. Maybe you heard from one of your kids or your grandkids some really bad news and you're like, ugh, you have a family issue. Maybe you're struggling with some emotional and mental health issues. You know, maybe financially you're kind of, really, it's too thin, too tight. So we want to pray for you. We know that God answers prayer and nothing is impossible for God. So hop on the phone, get on the website, just like Paulette did. We prayed and she saw God do incredible things and an amazing miracle. And God can absolutely participate, intervene, and bring a miraculous solution to the needs in your life. And in just a moment, we're going to be joining the interview with Steve Austin on God Heals. Who doesn't need healing? Hello? Healing in the way you think, healing in your body, healing in your emotions, healing in your spirit. We all need healing and God heals. So watch this interview now. It will really encourage your faith on God's healing power in your life today.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? I want you to know that God is a God of forgiveness. He says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This forgiveness is available to anyone, anywhere, at any time. Does this sound too good to be true? Can you imagine a God who loves you, who sent His Son to die for you, and who wants to welcome you into His kingdom of love? This is God's invitation to you today. He loves you and wants to save you. Call out to Him today. Pray now. Ask Him to be the Lord of your life. He is waiting for you.
You were created on purpose for a purpose, but do you know what that purpose is? My grandmother Marilyn Hickey's newest book, Seven Spiritual Gifts, will help you find that purpose. Based out of Romans 12, this book will help you to not only recognize your individual motivational gifts, but best live a life that helps you to walk in the purpose that God has for you. Go ahead and go on our website to get your copy of this book today. It will change your life.
Thank you so much for joining today with Marilyn and Sarah. We like getting time with you. We really, really do. And my daughter is here with me, Isabel Bowling. Yay! We're stoked to get some time with you. And Steve Austin, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you for having me.
We are so stoked that you're here. You wrote a book called God Heals. And talking with you off camera, like healing is like, like your niche.
Yes.
Super cool niche. And if you're watching right now and you need healing, hello, or you know somebody that needs healing, call them, text them, hey, watch, because this is a really, really helpful program about healing. Now, Steve, before we jump into that, give us a little background on yourself, and then we'll get into your cool book.
So I grew up in denominational churches that didn't teach anything about healing, and then I became an attorney. And so, you know, healing just wasn't really in my wheelhouse. It wasn't anything I thought about. If you were to go back and look at me in my, you know, all my growing up years, I was probably one of the least likely people to write a book on healing because I just didn't know anything about it. But, you know, God began to open my eyes to this area. My wife got healed of rheumatoid arthritis miraculously. Then I went on a foreign mission trip to India and saw people get healed of all kinds of things, blindness, deafness, paralysis, everything. And so God just really opened my eyes to this whole area and really lit a fire in me to minister to the sick. And that was more than 25 years ago.
Wow.
And so I left law after a time. You know, I got back from India that first foreign mission trip, and I started ministering to the sick, and God began to do more miracles. And so, you know, I just felt this call into ministry, and eventually left law after 8 years of practicing law and went into ministry cold turkey. I didn't have anybody in my family who was in ministry. I didn't go to Bible college, nothing. It was just a step of faith. And that was in January of 2000. And I just want to say it's been an incredible journey, a grand adventure for the last 25 years. I've seen God, you know, when you step out in faith, God is going to meet you there. Yeah. And I've seen God do just countless miracles. And so I felt compelled to write this book to help people receive their miracle.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things I know, like you've worked in, so Houston has the largest facility
in the world,
in the whole world,
medical,
and you've worked in that space.
Right.
What all have you done in that hospital?
Yeah. So I've been going to the Texas Medical Center in Houston, all the hospitals there, for 25 years. I've ministered to thousands and thousands of sick people. I'm not one of these people that does like crusades and things. I go into the hospitals. And that's what I've been doing. And I did chaplaincy training at MD Anderson Cancer Center, the largest, it's ranked number one in the world for cancer. And during my chaplaincy training alone, I ministered to like over 400 cancer patients.
Wow.
So cancer is like one of my specialties. Like I ministered to all kinds of sick people, and I've seen God heal everything. But I just have a special passion for cancer, and there's so much of that going on today. Mm-hmm. What could be better than having a front row seat to seeing God do miracles in people's lives? Mm-hmm. And it never gets old, no matter how many miracles I've seen. And I've seen a lot of crazy miracles, you know, like Red Sea parting miracles. But it never gets old. It's amazing to see God move like that in people's lives.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you talk about like crazy miracles, things mm-hmm. that you've seen, mm-hmm. what all have you seen?
I've seen tumors vanish countless times. I mean, countless times just vanish. I've seen people healed of things like ALS, Parkinson's, dementia. Things that, you know, the medical community would say is incurable. But, you know, we were talking earlier, you know, God uses doctors in medicine, but they don't have the final say. You know, he's not limited by doctors in medicine. He can do things that doctors in medicine can't do. He spoke the whole universe into existence.
Right.
Parted the Red Sea, raised Jesus from the dead after 3 days. So there's nothing our God can't do. So I've seen God do just pretty much like blind eyes open, deaf ears, people get out of wheelchairs, just every kind of healing you can really imagine. You know, legs grow out. I've seen that many times. So I don't know. I never count God out, and nothing he does ever shocks me or surprises
right.
me, because he's the God of the universe.
And the God of the impossible.
Yeah.
Maybe you're watching and you have an incurable disease. Maybe you've been diagnosed with ALS, with Parkinson's, with something where the doctors say there's no hope. We know that God is the God who heals. He is Jehovah Rapha. God is your healer. And I'm believing that the Lord is gifting you a special miracle. He's meeting your faith where you're at. And you are going to feel his presence. Even right now, as you're watching, there is a supernatural, a change happening in your body, and you can feel it. You can feel the Spirit moving within you. We want to pray with you. Join our faith to your faith. So call, go on our website right now. We want to stand with you, lock arms, and believe for your miracle. And Steve, have you seen the Lord move in miraculous ways in your family?
Oh, sure. So the thing that kind of sparked my whole interest in healing was when I started dating my wife. Mm-hmm. She had rheumatoid arthritis really bad, and the doctor told her, it was one of the top rheumatoid arthritis doctors in the world, he told her she would be in a wheelchair by the time she's 30. Because it was so bad. That's and so awful. Aggressive. And she was in her early 20s, and it ran in her family. And he said, oh, and by the way, don't have children, because they'll probably have birth defects. And so, you know, we began, again, I didn't grow up with this, you know, and so we just dug in the scriptures and started believing God and crying out to God, and God totally healed her. You know, we have two beautiful daughters today, 26 and 20, and my wife has never had rheumatoid arthritis again. God totally healed her. And so that was the first spark that got my attention. I was like, okay, God, you know, there's something to this. And that led me to go on that first mission trip to India. And then it was just kind of like, you know, God just kept showing up and doing miracles. And, I guess he obviously wanted me to go into this area. Mm-hmm. And so it's just been a grand adventure for the last 25 years of just miracles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you ever, let me ask this question, because we pray for the sick.
Yeah.
I prayed for the sick. You prayed for the sick.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten discouraged with God?
Sure.
Like, hey, you know, we've been praying and I'm discouraged. How do you navigate that?
That's a great question. That was one of the things that I had to learn early on, because when I first got into this and I got filled with the Holy Spirit when I didn't even know what that was, on a trip. That's a whole nother story, but I was on a trip to Jerusalem. I got baptized in the Holy Spirit, didn't even know what it was. But anyway, when I started with all of this and got filled with the Holy Spirit, I was kind of like a bull in a china closet. I was an attorney. And I didn't know anything. And so, you know, my belief was that immature belief. I was like, you know, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And, you know, I just thought every time I prayed for somebody, you know, they were going to get healed. And I had to learn, because I prayed for some people and I really believed and I had faith and did everything I knew to do. And they died. They passed away, you know. And God had to show me, you know, Steve, I can use you. I can use any believer, but I am God. I am sovereign, and my plan will prevail. Yeah. So we do what we can, but we have to trust God and let God be God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really true. And you might be watching right now, and maybe you're reluctant or hesitant. You feel like you got burned on that healing thing. I'm like, I'm not doing that because it didn't work. But we want to encourage you and pray for you that you just don't quit on God, and that you continue to believe that God is the God of the impossible. Hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you. If you're discouraged in your faith, or you're disappointed, or you're reluctant, we want to pray for you that God would reignite your faith in Him today.
If you or a loved one is battling a serious illness, there is hope. God is a healing God, and nothing is impossible with Him. For your gift of $39 or more, we will send you God Heals by Pastor Steve Austin. This book will inspire your faith, encourage your heart, and give you proven biblical keys to win the battle for your health. This book will help you unleash the power of faith, pray prayers that work, use the power of praise, and much more. We will also include Marilyn's Total Healing Book, her God's Benefit Healing Booklet, and our Grace Scripture Card. And for your gift of $99 or more, we will include our Healing Promise Afghan. Filled with healing scriptures, this beautiful cotton throw will keep you warm and will look great displayed in your home. Defeat sickness and receive divine healing. Call or click today for this life-changing offer. Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you the Jehovah Rapha Oil Vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Isabel, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty Coffee Table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Call or click today to become a partner and help us cover the earth with the Word.
Welcome back to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. We are so honored that you're joining us today. And real quick, I wanted to minister a verse out of Psalms 46. At the very beginning, it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though the waters roar and foam through the though the mountains quake at its swelling pride. And this verse promises that things will change. The earth will shake. The mountains will slip into the sea. The waters will roar and foam. And nonetheless, God is a very present help. He is still there. Some of you watching, you're in the middle of a season of panic, of terror. Maybe something very bad happened. Maybe you just got the phone call. God is very present in your situation. You are not alone. And he, it says he's our refuge. That means we take our place next to him and he protects us. He holds out his hand and guards us. And I want to encourage you, draw near to God, especially in the times of chaos and confusion. And it says he draws near to you. So call right now, go on our website. We want to pray with you that you would feel the closeness of God and he would help to calm the raging seas, calm the storms, and bring you comfort and peace and good cheer. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
I like it. You know, Steve, one of the things we talked about is prayer. Because when we pray for, you know, healing and that kind of stuff, prayer is kind of, we use the word pray and prayer and all that. And you said off camera that prayer is like a really key thing, right? One of the keys. Yeah. So walk us through, why is prayer and how do we pray and what's the importance of prayer?
It's a great question. So, you know, in James 5:16, it says the effective, key word, the effective fervent prayer of the righteous avails much. What I've discovered is God doesn't put any words in the Bible just haphazardly or just to fill up space. Every word means something. And so that word effective prayer means by implication that there's also ineffective prayer. Yeah. And I'm reminded of the story of when Jesus' disciples came to him and they said, Lord, teach us how to pray. If they had been getting the results they wanted, they wouldn't have needed to go to him and say, teach us how to pray. So there is a way to pray effectively, and there's a way to pray ineffectively. And so the way to pray ineffectively is to go to God with, you know, your laundry list of complaints, you know, begging, whining, those kind of things. Look, we all whine at times.
Sure.
I mean, we get discouraged and we're like, you know, God, where are you? And God loves to hear our heart, but that's not necessarily going to move him. What moves him is, so the way to pray effectively is to, number one, pray in faith. Because, you know, James 1:6-7 is very clear. Without faith, we can't receive anything from God. Faith is the currency of heaven. God cares about our needs, but he responds to our faith. Every time he healed somebody, pretty much, he said, go your way, your faith has made you well. It was their faith that brought about the miracle. So we have to pray in faith. We have to believe what we're praying. You know, Matthew 21:22, Jesus said, whatever you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. So we have to believe it. Number two, pray the word of God. You know, God loves to hear what's in our heart, but what he's bound to is not our words, but his word. Amen. That's what he's bound to. That's his contract with us. He watches over his word to perform it. It won't return unto him void. So when I pray, you know, if you listen to me pray, about 90% of my prayers, I say, God, you said, and I quote his word back to him. He said, put me in remembrance. Let us contend together. And so number one, pray in faith. Number two, pray the word. And number three, we have to be persistent. You know, Jesus taught that parable about the persistent widow. And, you know, the persistence is not because we're trying to get God to move. That's a common misconception. You know, God is not up there sitting in heaven with his arms crossed. You know, if you just beg me enough, or if you just pray 5,000 more times, I'll do it. The persistence is for us because God is trying to do a work in us. It's not about just giving us what we want. It's about he's doing a work in us, building our faith muscles, building our perseverance. And so those are just some keys to, you know, to praying effectively.
Mm-hmm. And I just encourage you, if you're watching right now, listening, and you need healing in your body, we want to pray for you. Hop on the phone, get on the website, and whatever the healing need is, it can be like what might seem to be a big need to you, like you have some incurable diagnosis disease. It could be something like small-ish to you. You have like aches and pains. It could be headaches, whatever. No size is too big, too little. Hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you and see God's healing spring forth speedily in your body. And, you know, Steve, I was thinking about this. When I look at Jesus and the healing miracles that he did, and I look at the Old Testament and healing in the Old Testament, people did really weird stuff.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like Naaman dips seven times to get rid of leprosy, you know, the mud on the eyes thing, the blind and all that. So what do you have to say about some of that, like really bizarre, bizarre actions,
Love your, you guys' questions. That's a great question. So I love that because it teaches us, don't put God in a box.
Right.
You know, a lot of people watching, you know, they've been watching you guys for a while and they have faith and everything, but, you know, maybe they're expecting God to heal them like totally supernaturally, right? Mm-hmm. And God doesn't just always heal that way. Sometimes he uses doctors. Sometimes he'll give us an instruction. He'll say, stop eating that. You know, stop eating these things.
Walk 10,000 steps
correct,
a day.
You know, do these things to take care of your temple or whatever. There's so many different ways that God heals. And so I just want to encourage people, don't put God in a box. You know, Dodie Osteen, when she, from my church, Lakewood, you know, when she's 91 years old now.
Wow.
But back when, in 1981, she got diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic liver cancer. She was given weeks to live, 6 weeks at most. And God totally healed her supernaturally. She never even took chemo because they said if you take chemo, it probably is not going to, it's probably not going to, you know, it's definitely not going to cure you. And it probably won't even extend your life. So she just said, I'm just going to believe God. So God healed her supernaturally. But when she needed hip replacement, she didn't like demand, you know, God, you healed me of, you know, supernaturally of cancer. I want you to heal my hips supernaturally. I mean, she prayed and believed for that. But then after a while, she went to the doctor and got new hips. So, you know, I tell people, get your healing any way you can.
Right.
Because God heals in many different ways.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Get your healing any way you can,
right.
Whether it's through a process, right? You outsmart or whatever. You get a supernatural intervention, a doctor, you get keys, but you get healing any way you can.
Right.
I totally love that.
I've seen it's often a combination.
Yeah.
You change your diet, but also the Lord gets involved in the process. You take the medicine and God takes care of the side effects.
Right.
And the word of God and agreeing with the word of God. And I think it's that agreement in the soul.
Right.
Agreeing and not only agreeing with it, but also putting faith into action, doing something to complement that agreement. And so we just want to encourage you. If you need healing in your body, we love to pray. So hop on the phone, get on the website. But we want to encourage you as well that this book is chock-a-block full of great, great ideas, great stories, great wisdom, great application of the Word of God. So make sure you grab your copy of God Heals. And remember this as well. I would encourage you to get this for your book club or your Bible study, small group, because a lot of times when you read something like this in a group setting, you know, with 3 or 4 other people, 5 other people, they see things that you don't, you see things. And so as you discuss it, it actually can build your faith. So make sure you get 3 or 4 copies of God Heals. And if you have a friend or a neighbor or relative who is struggling with a physical issue, a diagnosis, this would be a great resource for them as well. So grab, you know what, if I was you, I'd grab 5 or 10 copies of this book and do them in your book club, pass them to your friends. This is a super, super helpful resource to kind of reset us and restructure our thinking that God does heal. And God has good things, supernatural living, for each one of us.
If you or a loved one is battling a serious illness, there is hope. God is a healing God, and nothing is impossible with Him. For your gift of $39 or more, we will send you God Heals by Pastor Steve Austin. This book will inspire your faith, encourage your heart, and give you proven biblical keys to win the battle for your health. This book will help you unleash the power of faith, pray prayers that work, use the power of praise, and much more. We will also include Marilyn's Total Healing Book, her God's Benefit Healing Booklet, and our Grace Scripture Card. And for your gift of $99 or more, we will include our Healing Promise Afghan. Filled with healing scriptures, this beautiful cotton throw will keep you warm and will look great displayed in your home. Defeat sickness and receive divine healing. Call or click today for this life-changing offer.
We just finished taping the most amazing interview with Mr. Steve Austin. Steve, would you please pray for our audience?
Absolutely, absolutely. Father God, I just thank you for every person watching this. They are your children. You love them with an everlasting love. You have them in the palm of your hand. Thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals them. Lord, I ask you to touch them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. Wipe out any sickness, disease, infection, any medical condition in their body. Father, I ask you to restore health back unto them, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you are a miracle working, way making, mountain moving, Red Sea parting God. Nothing is impossible with you. So, Father, I ask you to touch and heal right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's say amen together. We all agree. Because that's what it means in Hebrew is, I believe, I agree.
Amen.
And we know that absolutely God is a good God. God loves you. God cares for you. God has healing for you. God has hope, plans, and a future for you. So let's in agreement say yes and amen. Heartily from the core of our souls, we agree. And, you know, we just want to thank you so much for watching today. Partners, I just want to tell you, thank you for helping us to cover the earth with the word and connect everyone to the heart of God. You are so very essential, and we are grateful for you. And remember, if you have a financial need, you have a family need, a relationship need, a healing need, hop on the phone, get on the website. We love to pray for you, and we know God answers prayer.